Yesterday we raised the question that in Parshas Mekach HaMemka there are two Chiluki Dinim. There's a Din of Mekach Toes and there's a Din of Ainoa. And the Mishnah in Bava Basra draws the contrast that if the customer ordered 10 pounds of potatoes and they delivered from the store by mistake 10 pounds of onions, the eater can back out. Because it's a Mekach Toes. The Kinyan is simply not Chal. And if the customer decides later on b'dieved to keep it, and the storekeeper decides also to leave it, okay, so he sold another 10 pounds of tomato, of onions, then you need a new kinyan. Then the customer is kind of with a kinyan chotzer. You need a new kinyan, and it's only kind of mekanal habo. It's not that since he's mevater over the mistake, so it's a gloy milsum afreya that the kinyan was chal in the beginning. Same thing if he marries Rachel and turns out to be Leah. So she's absolutely not married, and if they decide they want to remain married, he has to be Mekadosh Ranu. He has to have a new Kesef Kiddushin, a new Bia Lushem Kiddushin. He has to have something new Mekanal Habo. Masha'inikain, in the case of Ainoa, if the price is wrong, usually that's what Ainoa is, or if it's Yofos for Nimtzu Ros, a mistaken quality, the Mishnah says that's also, Mishnah Bava Basra says, Chit Me Yofos for Nimtzu Ros, has the status of Ainoa, so the Mishnah says Misha Nisana has a right to back out. The one who is Mana does not have a right to back out. So the question is, what do you do in a case of Kiddushin where you don't have there is no institution of Ainoa? Do you say that anything that would be considered Ainoa falls under the category of Toes? Everything is considered Toes by Kiddushin or by Afrosha Struma. Or do you say no? Whatever is toys and Mekach Memka is toys over here, whatever is not toys, is not toys. So there's no din, so there's no such a mistake. A mum wouldn't constitute, wouldn't cancel Kiddushin at all. So that seems to be involved in the Shaila of Rabbi and Rabbi. Man is Mekadosh and Nishim and Imsu Aleha Mumin. If it's such a major mum like Islandist and Taisus claims based on the simple reading of the Mishnah, that's Lucholadeh, that's like Rachel ben Imtz's life. A woman is an islandess, is totally a different kind of a woman. The whole purpose of getting married, Einisha Elalabonim, so it's out of the question, not the same as Akora. Akora can be treated. The islandess is not shaykh to treat. So Tais had one opinion that that's mamish, Kiddusha Tois, that even with the Rabbanon you don't need to get. But if you have any other mum, if you have an insignificant mum, she has an ingrown toenail or something, so that's bechlal not a mum, that doesn't count at all. If you have a major mum, but it didn't say Ariyam Kodesh Islam and Ashayna Laich mum, so then the Mishnah implies that she needs a get. So so there was a machlekes whether the get may be minatar mid rabban. So some hold that since in Mekach Memka that would constitute, I know it wouldn't be Mekach Toes, so it simply doesn't exist by Kiddushin. In other areas of Allah, where there's no parsha of Ainoa, so such a case, the Kenyan would be Chal. Chalois would take effect. There's such a discussion on Peites Amid Aleph. It seems like a machlek is Tosfos and the Rambam. The Rambam follows the Yerushalmi. The Rambam often follows the Yerushalmis against Bavli. So this is also one of them, on Peites Amid Aleph. I think there's some points out that the Rambam there is following the Talmud Yerushalmi. Shaila is a person was Tormin Ayayin al Ayayin. This is called the Mishnah from Trumas. Tormin, he thought he's being Tormin Ayayin al Ayayin. Then in Imtza Chometz, and it turns out that what he was Mafresh as Truma on the rest, the 2% that he set aside, he has 100 barrels of wine and he designates 2 barrels of wine as Truma. Turns out that it's Chometz. If you can ascertain that it was Chometz at the time that he was Koreshem, so then it says the Hafrosha is not Chal. The question is why not? So the Rambam says that it's a hafroshes truma betoyes. Well, what kind of a toyes is it? It's yofes v'nimtzu ros. He wants to be torah min ha-yofe. There's a mitzvah to be mafresh truma min ha-mufcho, because it says chelav kol chelav tirush chelav dogon chelav yitzah. Chelav means min ha-mufcho. So he thought it's being torah min ha-yofe. Turns out it's min ha-ro. But in hilchas mekach memka yofes v'nimtzu ros is considered oino. So nonetheless, the Rambam holds over here by hafroshes truma. You can't say there's a din of Ainoa. Well, who's going to back out? The institution, the gizbar of Truma is going to back out. There is no gizbar of Truma. There is no institute. What are you going to say? So the Rambam says, based on Yerushalmi, that's Toes. Whatever in Mecca Hamemkar is considered Ainoa, San Kola Tarakula, but you don't have a parsha of Ainoa, so everything that should have been Ainoa in Mecca Hamemkar falls under the category of Toes. And the Taisvis does not hold like that. Taisvis seems to hold that Torah min achaymetz al ayayim b'shoigig is not chal because it's shnei minim. Ay chaymetz and yayin is a machlekes hatanayim, whether it's minech or shnei minim. The din is you can't be mafrish wine on olive oil or olive oil on wine. You learn that from psukim kol chelav tirosh, chelav dogam v'yitzar, chelav lazeh, ten chelav lazeh v'chelav lazeh. You have to have a separate truma from the tirosh and separate truma from the dog and a separate truma from the yitzar. Everybody, I assume, knows what tirosh dog and tirosh v'yitzar is. Rabbi Soloveitchik said he once asked on a bechina, on a smicha bechina, what is tirosh dog? What is dog and tirosh v'yitzar? So the smicha student didn't know. The one who wanted to smicha didn't know what it is. Dogon is the chameshes mini dogon, wheat, barley, oats, rye, and stuff. And yitzar is what? Is olive oil. So olive oil is chayv in shumas and maisis. Question whether olives are also chayv in shumas and maisis min ha-Torah only made the Rabbanon. What if you didn't make it into olive oil? That's a question. The Ramban and other Rishonim. And tirosh is grape juice or wine. Tirosh today is grape juice. And that's a question whether grapes that you didn't make into grape juice, is that also chayv in shumas and maisis min ha-Torah? So the Gemara in Pchoris points out, it says, kol chelav separate, kol chelav dogon, kol chelav tirosh v'yitzar. Since it says the word chelav twice, once by the dogon and once by the tirosh, so this implies ten chelav lazeh v'chelav lazeh. Each one needs its own truma. It cannot be mafrish mimin al shein amina. So what if you have one barrel of wine that turned into vinegar and another barrel of wine that didn't turn into vinegar? And he knows there's no mistake, and he knows that this is wine and this is vinegar. What if it'll be mafrish from one on the other? Is that called minech or is that called shnei minim? We understand potatoes and tomatoes are two different dinim. You understand wine and olive oil are two different minim. What about wine that turned into vinegar and wine that didn't turn into vinegar? Are these mamish shnei minim or are they minech? So that's a machloikus satanaim, Rebbe and a chachamim. So Tosfos says even if you'll hold that wine and vinegar are min echod, and if you know what you're doing on purpose, he's bemazed, he's mafresh one on the other, either the wine and the vinegar and the wine. If you do it on purpose, it's going to be chal because it's all min echod. But Tosfos says, but in losha many odem is shnei minim. That's what Tosfos, the whole Tosfos dima maskel kishois on peitesam and aleph. So Tosfos develops the idea, but in Lashon Meni Adam they're called two different things. This is called wine, this is called vinegar. So since in Lashon Meni Adam they have two different shemes, it's min echad, but they're shnei shemes. Oy Marie, the yayin v'chaymes afal pi shem min echad, mekom kam shnei shemes heim. Zeh yayin v'zeh chaymes. So that has the set. If it's a shem acher, in Lashon Meni Adam it's called by a different name. So that's like Chitim versus Sorim. Or Rachel versus Leah, Lashem and Adam, and they're two different things. But if you would be mafrish, let's say, Kishois v'nimtzis mora, avatiach v'nimtzis soruach. He's mafrish, he has a whole bunch of avatichim, or watermelons. In modern Hebrew, avatichim are watermelons. What's Kishois? Some kind of a cucumber, okay. Some kind of vegetable. So he's mafrish at Kishois, and it turns out that that's the bitter one. He has 50 kishos and he wants to be mafrish 2%, one out of 50, and all the other cucumbers. Turns out that he's the winner. The cucumber that he picked out to be the chuma is bitter, it doesn't taste good. But it's edible, it's roi l'achilas adam. It's not roi l'achilas adam, so no iser tevel. You can't be mafrish chuma on it. It is roi l'achilas adam, but it's inferior, and he wanted to fulfill the mitzvah of being Torah min ha-yofer, chelev tirosh, chelev dogan, min ha-mufchor. And he fell in and made a mistake. So Tosfos says, if you're Torah min haruah ala yofe, by mistake, that's not mevatel afrosha. Because, why? Because in Hilchus Mechira, that wouldn't be considered a toz. That would be considered an issue of oinoah. Min hayofes ala ros is considered oinoah. And the din of oinoah only applies to Mech and Chamemka, doesn't extend to kol ha-Torah kula. And the Rambam says not so. The Rambam says, based on Yerushalmi, if he's Torah min ha-kishas v'nimtzis mora, Avatiach v'nimtza soruach, and it was by mistake, even though it's all min echad, but since it's a toys of yofus v'nimtza ro, so that's all in all other areas outside of Mekka Chamemka, that too has the status of a toys, and it's mevatel the hafroshim. That's the machlekes, the Rambam and Tosfos, and the Rambam based it on Yerushalmi. The Rambam often follows Yerushalmi's. Rabbi Gorin, former chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, put out a whole sefer about all of the Rambams, but he follows Yerushalmi against the Bavli, because the Vilna Gaon writes like that in one place in the Bir Agro. There are a lot of difficult Rambams that the Neis Kalim have problems with. Where did the Rambam get it from? It's against the Gemara. So the Lechem Mishnah always stands on his head. It must be his father with Tosis Kasha, and he thought like this, and he thought like that, and it's a sugya here and a sugya there. And a lot of times the Vilna Gaon will simply say the Rambam paskin like the Yerushalmi keneged haBavli, kedarka bekama mekamis. That the Rambam often paskins like Yerushalmi is against Bavli. That's a problem because the Rambam usually follows the Rif. And the Rif, in the end of the Erevin, writes that whenever there's a contradiction between the Bavli and the Rishalmi, we always follow the Bavli, because the Bavli was edited later. And the Misadri HaBavli knew everything that it says in the Rishalmi, that it's edited later, that's a fact. The Talmud Bavli was edited later. There's no machlekes on that. But then the next line, the Rif assumes that the editors of the Talmud Bavli were aware of everything that it says in Talmud Yerushalmi, and we say Hilchos Kebasroi. They took everything into consideration, and if they say against the Yerushalmi, that's how we have Paskin. The later Paskin, who took everything into consideration, they win. So that's the question, is that really so? That the editors of the Bavli knew everything that it said in the Yerushalmi? Were they aware of Yerushalmi? So every so often there's a Gemara that alludes to something, and you don't know what in the world they're alluding to. It never says in Talmud Bavli. Rashi says it appears in the Talmud Yerushalmi. So there you have it. You see that the Bavli is alluding to stories that appear in the Talmud Yerushalmi. So others say, no, the Bavli knew the story. They knew the story. It doesn't mean they knew it from the Talmud Yerushalmi. They knew the story about Pe.
The Gemara says that it's Pe to switch from one Shas to another Shas. It does refer to Bavli, from Bavli to Yerushalmi. So it sounds like they knew about Yerushalmi.
No, they knew that it was a totally different Derech HaLimud in Eretz Yisrael. In the days of the Amoraim, there was a totally different style of Limud. So he says it's going to confuse you terribly if you're going to switch from one to the other.
Janesh talking about the work of Yerushalmi.
Not necessarily. It's a different style of learning. So he says you shouldn't switch from one style to the other. You get all mixed up.
But if the Rambam holds that even a change in
in Mekach, in Mechire, it's not a Mekach Tos. It's only a Din of Ainoa, and the Mishnah says in Bava Basra, Misha Nisana has the right to back out. But in Kol HaTerukula, like in Kiddushin, or like in Hafrash HaShtrumba, where you don't have two Parshios, you don't have an institution of Ainoa to say that whoever was cheated has the right to back out. So the Rambam holds, and in Kol HaTerukula, whatever by Mekach is called Oinoa, in Kol HaTerukula falls back on the, into the category of Tos. Everything is considered Tos.
Well, even though it was a Tos.
No, the Rambam will say that that's only if B'mezid. But B'shoigeg, if he didn't realize, and he thought that his Torah men ayof al ha-ra, he thought his Torah men ayof, he didn't realize that he's being Torah men ha-ra. So then the Rambam says the hafrosh is not chal men ha-Torah. He says men ha-Torah, the whole hafrosh, the whole Kriya Shem is not chal, because it's hafrosh b'tois. It's a question, how do we read that Gemara? Good enough. Okay, that's the topic that's discussed in the Taptosis by Islandist. Those are the different opinions. The simple reading of the Mishnah is like Ravasi, that the Islandist is a Kiddushei Tois, and that's why if my brother was married to my daughter and to an Islandist, the Islandist... What again the Gemara said? If my brother was married to two wives, my daughter and another woman, and my daughter turns out to be an Islandist, so it turns out that Kiddushin with my daughter was a Kiddushin Tois. It doesn't even need a get midrabbanon. So the other woman will not be a Tzora Serevo, because he was only married to the other woman. He wasn't married to the daughter at all. So the simple reading of the Mishnah, the way Rav Asi read it, is clearly that Islandess is Mamish Kiddushin Tois, and then no need for a get even midrabbanon. If you would need a get midrabbanon, Tosis says, and the line that has in brackets, Afina midrabbanon, the Islandess Laboy get Afina midrabbanon. If she would need a get midrabbanon, then you would have the last line in the Mishnah would apply. Whenever on the level of the Raisa there's no Kiddushin, on the level of Rabbanon there is Kiddushin, you need to get Midr Rabbanon means that the Rabbanon make believe as if there's Kiddushin. So that's a Tarta Desasri. Whenever you have a Tarta Desasri, you treat it as if it were a Safi Gigol Chomer, both directions. So it says in the Mishnah, Nimtzis Islandess, So there's no zikir. He was never married to the daughter. So the other one is not called Tzara Serva at all. So you see from the Mishnah, you don't need a get at all. However, the Rishonim quote from the Rabbi Natan in the Sefer Yosha, that's only if you learn like Rav Asi, that the reason for the Mishnah Nimtzis Island is, if the daughter turns out to be an island, the other one is not a Tzara Serva because the island is Mamish Kiddusha Tos. But once you hold like Rava says, Amar Rava Hilchas, that we don't paskal like Rav Asi. So the Mishnah is not talking about lo hikir bo. It's not talking about dafke case of lo hikir bo, and the reason why she's not a tzora servo is because you don't even need to get mid rabban. Mishnah, it's a different din. Rava says, Ilanis is kimanda leisidami. She's not on the parsha of Yibum. So whether my brother had two wives, one was an Ilanis, another one was a normal wife, or my brother is married to my daughter, who turns out to be an Ilanis, and another wife, the Ilanis is kimishenu. It's just disregard. So once you say like Rava, the Mishnah didn't say a word about Kedusha Tos. Didn't say that you don't need a get. Never said that an islandess is a Kedusha Tos. So then we should treat islandess the same as any other balas mum, a major mum. So that's the Mishnah in Ksubas and Afayin based on the base. That the Mishnah says, Kitcho ala tanai shein aleha mumim, benimtsu aleha mumim, nimtsu bo mumim, so she's any mukudashis. But Kitcha Stam, he never made such a Tanai, then Yotze Baloi Ksuba. So Yotze Baloi Ksuba implies that he do need a get. She's Yotze Baloi Ksuba. So that's the Machlekes, Rabbi and Rabbi, whether the get is needed, Menatur Midi Rabbonim. So those are the two versions of the Rabbi and Tam here. It's not that there's a Machlekes, two versions of Rabbi and Tam. Rabbi and Tam meant to say, Ayin Shom, looking Ksuba's Dafayin Gimel, it's Machlekes Samarai, whether the get is Menatur Midi Rabbonim. Whatever the din is over there, that's the din in this case. It just says that Lefi Maskanas HaGemara, once you get to Rove, so you don't have any hechrach to read the Mishnah that is based on Kiddushe Tois. Islandess is a different reason. So you can say Islandess is the same as any other Balas Mum. She needs a get, either Minatora or Midirabon. We spent a little time discussing Mion. What is the institution of Mion? So Mion, we're used to the din of Mion. It's a Kiddushe Mion. The girl is a Yisayma, or Yisayma B'chayaviyah. The father doesn't have the ability to marry her up either. The father's not alive, or she was Nisus, and therefore she's no longer B'shus Aviyah. So mid the Rabbanan, they made a takana that the mother and the brothers can marry her off. If his man is there, what kind of, why should the brother, why should they marry her off? She's only 10 years old, 11 years old. I mean, Mizbana Mishnah, she's going to be the old maid in the class. Everybody else got married at the age of 11. And she's the only single girl. So they made a takana rabbanon. It was necessary that there's kiddush and miyon. Yeah. So then you have miyon. You can only have miyon only by kiddush ketana. And once she becomes a gedola, the kiddush is also only midi rabbanon. Unless bo haleha, acha gadlos. But if lo bo haleha, the kiddush remains only midi rabbanon. But then it's a full kiddush and midi rabbanon. Then it no longer lends itself to miyon. And that's the gemara nido that the next verse is quote. Yati yochel oimar. But Hamosa Shabiano, so Tosis quotes from the Gemara and Nida Dafnun Beis, that, how does it say, Nimnu Vigomru, they voted that we're not going to pass like Rabbi Shimon. Nimnu Vigomru, Admas Abbas Menesha Shetobish Tesaris. Fine. But then Tosis quotes that Rabbi Shmuel has another kind of Miyun. What is he talking about, another kind of Miyun? A Kiddushe Tois. That's a different story. A girl got married on the assumption of whatever. She always thought the husband is a big rabbi, and he sits in the mizrachvant, and that's what he told her. And for the first 10 years of marriage, she never davened in shul. Either she was pregnant or nursing a pregnant nurse, and she never went to shul. Then finally, after raising all the 10 children, she goes to shul. She finds out her husband never davens in shul. He's not the rabbi of the shul. So she only married him under false pretense. He said, I am a Kodesh Islam and I'm the chief rabbi of the city. Turns out he's not nobody. He's a truck driver. So Rabbi Shmuel says, the woman can be Memayin even many years later. It's a Kiddush Tos. The woman can be Memayin even later. So Tos points out, that case that it's a Kiddush Tos and you can declare the Kiddush is a mistake, you don't need Miyun. Miyun by Kiddush Ketana, she has to go in front of a bezin and declare, I don't want to remain married with my husband. And the bezin declares, we hereby annul the marriage. The Mishnah has later on, a lot of prokem here in Yevamah, so there's one perek that's called Perek Beishamai. Starts Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah, the first opening Mishnah, talks about some of the details of Miyun. So the Mishnah refers you to quotes of Machlekes Bishamai Bishil. So Bishamai say you can only do Miyun Bifnei Bezdin. Bibezdin. Bishilam Bibezdin Bishalob Bibezdin. Bishamai say you need a Bezdin of three. The woman, the Ketana, who has the right to be Memai and has to be Memai in the presence of the Bezdin. The Silas say Bibezdin Bishalob Bibezdin. But the Gemara says it doesn't mean she can be Memai without a Bezdin. You don't need a Bezdin of three. A Bezdin of two is sufficient. That's the Gemara Kub Zainam Beis. So miyun by ketano shenisus, it's a kiddush in the rabbanon. That's a miyun. That's oike the ishus lemafreya, and that has to be a miyun bifnei bezn, either bezn of three or bezn of two. But this miyun, when the girl got married on a certain understanding, hariat mukudeshus lealmaras, then I'm the chief rabbi of the world. And it turns out that he's not yet the chief rabbi of the world. So that's a kiddush etoyes. So that you don't have to go to Bezin to declare it. That's what Tosfos says, that Ishus falls apart by itself. Tosfos says in the fourth line in Tosfos, V'yoida Mari, the Bikidusha Tos, Matzah Lameima, Afilo Miyunei Netzvicha, V'la Havim Matzah Lameisim, V'kosh Yichol Lameim V'loi Miyanon. You don't need that she should be Mamai. The Ishus falls apart by itself. I don't know what they thought, but the Pashtus is like that line in Tesis. The word Miyun appears over there, the word Miyun appears over here. So who said it's the other Miyun? Maybe it's this Miyun. So they say, it can't be this Miyun. This Miyun doesn't need any act of Miyun. You know, she doesn't have to present herself. The Mishnah has laid a machloikas. Does the Miyun work only if she's Mimayin in the presence of the husband, or even not in the presence? The Shamis say only in the presence of the husband. Nah, over here, this is not Miyun. This is Kiddush Tos. It's a glory Muslim affair that the whole marriage never got off the ground. So that's a double poshut like that. Okay. The bottom tesis we already discussed a little bit. The bottom tesis, Beis on the Beis, going over to Gimel Amun Aleph. Tesis makes an assumption that Isha Ubito is only Asur if he has Nisuin with the mother. If he only has Erisin with the mother, the Bito does not yet become Asur. So we mentioned that the Orach Laner points out that the Rambam does not agree with Tosfos. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisur Bir, Pergeis, writes, Kima Shikita Shodam Isha Nesu Olav Kama Kroigos. He says, the sisters become Asur, the mother-in-law become Asur, and the daughter and the granddaughter become Asur. So the Rambam says, Kima Shikidish Odom Isha. Why did Tosfos insist that it has to be Davkin Isuin? How did Tosfos know? So the Orach Laner refers you to the Tosfos later, on Tzadik Zayin Amad Aleph, where Tosfos says the secret. Because it says, Sharahena Zimahi. It says the word share. Kiv Nechsiv Sher Bikro, Yidein Isuin, Bo HaSherus. That's the Tosfos, Dibra Maschal Arayis. On Dav Tzadik Zayin Amad Aleph. Yeah, how does Tosfos know that share is only after Nisuin? So that we had a Gemara on, where was it? Chavtes on the base. So the Gemara has all the three dinim. Tani Rapchia in the middle of Chavtes on the base. Tani Rapchia. Ishta Rucha Leyonilo Velamantamilo Lameifin Nidareha. Mesa and Yorsh and so on. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that is based on the word She'er. Because in all of these cases, Satmas Nachlosu the She'era by Yerusha. Abal Yerush Yisishta says She'er. So She'era means only Nisuin, full Ishus. So Tosfos has understood that since over here by Isha Bito, the Loshan Apasik Shara Heina Zimahi, it only applies if he had Nisuin with the mother. If he only had Eris and not. Tosfos just was Mechadish that you don't need Bo'al Leho. One would have thought that he's only in violation of the Isser of Isha Bito if he's Bo'al Hu Isha and Bo'al Abbas. That's the simple reading of the Pasik. So Tosfos says, no, you ignore the fact that that's the simple reading of the Pasik. It's sufficient if he had Nisuin. But Nisuin, they insist, you have to have. Erisin alone is not sufficient. And the Rambam does not agree. Okay. Fine. So then we started the Gemara on Gimel on the base. Menor Hanemili the Tanar Rabbanan. The Gemara asked, how do you know this whole institution of Tzaras Habas? So the Gemara has a long brice over here. So when you get to the last line on Amud Beis, so the Gemara wants to know, how do you know that there's a din of Esed? We basically already discussed this whole brisa. That the Erva, either you do have Zika, you don't have Zika. You don't have Zika lachatzoin. The Gemara says, kol she'en oyle liyibum, En oyla la chalitza. What does it mean kol shein oyla yib en oyla chalitza? So there's a din mid the rabbanon. It's not a din, I tell you, it's a din mid the rabbanon. The first 3 months after my brother dies, I'm not allowed to perform yibum, because you have to find out maybe she's pregnant. In the days of the Gemara, they didn't have a pregnancy test. So you have to find out if she's pregnant with a baby from the deceased brother. So it's an isher. There's an iser of eisha sach men atayra. It's eisha sach with kares. So you're not allowed to perform yibum for the first 3 months. So the Gemara says, since you're not allowed to perform yibum, kol shein oliva and ola chalitza, you're not allowed to do a chalitza. So Tosfos says later that that's only mid rabbanon. That application of the rule, kol shein oliva and ola chalitza, that's only mid rabbanon. The rule really is the way it says over here, the bottom of gimel amud aleph, 6 lines from the bottom. Kol oliva and ola chalitza, kol shein oliva and ola chalitza means either you have ishus or you don't have ishus. So zika is a lower form of ishus. So either you have a full ishus or you have no ishus at all. You can't have an ishus la'aser akuli alma and not an ishus la'hata la'bal. You can't have an ishus la'aser la'shuk and la'hata li'ovim. Either you have the whole ishus or you have no ishus at all. We found an exception to the rule by the Saita, that was the more later, by the Saita and by the Masik Rushasai, because the ishus under the deceased husband was broken. The ishus to the husband only consisted of an ishus la'akuli alma without a heta la'bal. So in that case, the Zika is only going to be a Zika Leser LaShuk. Leser HaKuliyama is not going to be a Zika LaHataliyavim. But aside from those two exceptions to the rule, you don't have it. That's the original cloud. There is a call HaLalim or LaChalitza. Either you have issues, both the Yisra HaKuliyama HaTalabal, or you don't have anything. You don't have LaChatzai. That application by the Toch Shlosh HaChadoshim, after the brother dies, you're not allowed to perform Yibum. A suffix there, I say luchumer. May turn out that she's mubaris, so and she may have a baby. So it'll be an iser kares. It'll be an iser eshesach shalav makam mitzvah. So we understand you're not allowed to do yibum. Why shouldn't he be allowed to do chalitza? But that's a chumer mid the rabbanon. You're not allowed to do chalitza. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch it's a machlokes 2 days in Tosfos later. We paskin b'diyeved if you do chalitza tov shlosha chadoshim. The Rama quotes the chumer opinion. Very often the Rama is noita lahachmer. Chabad quotes the Ikra, then the Ramah a lot of times has the Minig Ashkenaz was like the Hasidi Ashkenaz, always to be Machma and everything. So the Ramah says you should be Machma to require a Chalitza all over again. But the Pizchei Tshuva says if you have a big Shas HaTchak, then we're Mekel. We assume that B'dievid, Chalitza Toch Shlosh HaDoshim would be good. And then some of the later Paskim say that sometimes we wouldn't even be Matel LaChatchila to do Chalitza Toch Shlosh HaDoshim. If you have a big Shas HaTchak, so then we say Shas HaTchak. If you have a big shas hatchak, we allow lahatchila, but usually is only permissible b'diyeved. Why? Because that's not really the real application of kol shein oliyim and olachalitza. Is only by arayis. If there's no issues lahat elabal, then there's no issues lesser lashuk. So again, so on Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara had the long brisa, and the brisa entertained the havamina that it should be mutter to perform yibum even on my own daughter. My brother was married to my daughter. The real meaning is, if my brother was married to my daughter, when he dies, he can't say that there's a zika, which is a mixas ishus, lahatir, to her father. So the zika is a carryover of the ishus. And the ishus usually contains two parts. It has an iser akuliyam and has a hetalabal. So the zika contains two parts, an iser akuliyam and a hetaliyavam. So the Gemara says, but if my daughter was married to my brother, and the Zika is not going to contain a hetel yavam, that's not mutter, the father's not allowed to be bo'al bito for the sake of the mitzvah yibum, then it's not going to have an isra kuli alma either. Because either you have issues with both parts, and if you don't have one part, you don't have the other part. If you don't have the hetel yavam, then you don't have the isra kuli alma. You have in two cases, because the issues was broken. You have by Saita Machzik Rishasai, because the issues by the first husband who died, the brother who died, was only an issues lachatzayim. The issues by the Achameis only had an Isser HaKuliyama, didn't have a Hetel HaBal. So in that case, the Zika will have only a Isser HaKuliyama without a Hetel HaBal. But in all other cases, aside from that case, with a deceased husband, the brother who died, had a full issues. He had the whole works. An Isser HaKuliyama with a Hetel HaBal. Then the Zika either is or isn't. But you're not going to say a Zika LaHatzayim. So that's the real, that's the original din. That's the din deraisa of Kol She'en Ol Yibum, Ein Oilu LaChalitza. So the Gemara quotes this long braisa, Gimel and Beis, and the braisa entertain Havamina. You have to have a pasuk to prove that it's wrong. Braisa entertain Havamina. That's what in classical Talmudic literature they call that the Svara Hachitzoina. What would you have said if not for the fact that there's a pasuk? The braisa discovered a pasuk Aleha. Litzvor Aleha Bechayah, that you're not allowed to marry Achos Ishtoi, even Aleha, even Memakam Yibum. And if not for the Gzeres HaKosla, I would have thought the Svar HaChitzayna would have been that it would be Mutter. So the Gemara asks, how can you entertain such a Svar HaChitzayna? First of all, I want to know where do you get the idea that Esa Dechol Oisesi? And secondly, I feel in Tim Suleiman that there is a din of Esa Dechol Oisesi, but Oisesi Sheesh Bokaris, that's wild. We don't say Esa Dechol Oisesi Sheesh Bokaris. So the Gemara is going to have a whole sugya. How do you know that Esa Dechol Oisesi? Then the Gemara is going to come to that's how we paskin. And the Gemara is going to come to the conclusion that Esed Dechol Oisesi only applies L'Asesi Greida, but L'Asesi Sheish Bokaris is Ein Esed Dechol Oisesi Sheish Bokaris. There used to be a Rebbe here in Yeshiva, Rabbi Michal Katz. He passed away a few years ago. His father was a very prominent Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Reuven Katz. He was a Rav in Pesach Tikva. So he put out a sefer that's called Degel Reuven. His name was Reuven Katz. He put out a sefer called Degel Reuven. As Rabbi Katz said here in the yeshiva, he used to say, my father's sefer was accepted in all the yeshivas like tiktzais. Not exactly, but almost. Almost as much as tiktzais. Okay. So the Degel Reuven has a famous comment on this gemara. Very famous essay. That's a beautiful idea. He quotes a Ramban in his commentary on Chumash, on Parshas Vayikra, where the Ramban points out, it says in Chumash, Nefesh kisechta b'shgogo, v'asa achas b'kol mitzvah s'ashem ha'shalo se'aseno. If a person does an aver b'shoigig, he has to be in a korban chatos. What aver did he do b'shoigig? He cheated on income tax b'shoigig. He cheated in business b'shoigig. What did he do b'shoigig? What aver? He ate chazer b'shoigig. So the Gemara has, no, the Mishnah is saying increases only if he violated an aver b'shoigeg, kol shazdan okaris, in shigigos ha-chattas. If he violated other avers b'shoigeg, you're not chayv chattas. That's the basis of the of Masechus Krisis. The first Mishnah in Krisis lists off lamed vav krisis hamuris, about 36 averes, for which you chayv koris. And then it says, whoever violates those avers b'shoigeg is chayv to bring a chattas. Sometimes you have an aver for which if you do b'mezid, you chayv misa, but you're not chayv koris. Let's say makah aviyima, edim zaymimim, mekalal aviyima. There's misa, but there's no koris. So the Sifra says that since there's no koris b'mezid, there's misa, so there's no din of chatas b'shoigeg. Sometimes you have a person doesn't avera, there's koris, but there's no misa, bo alachoso. There's koris and there's no misa. Sometimes you have there's misa and there's no koris. There's no rule. There's a rule. Jerusalem has a rule, but he never told us what the rule is. So whatever the idea is, we don't function. The Bezon Shalmata doesn't know what the rule is, and we don't pass on anything based on that. As far as we're concerned, there is no rule. So sometimes you have chavi krisis that have no misa, sometimes you have misas that have no koris. So every so often there's a Rashi will say, who's chai b'chatos, whoever violated an aver b'shoigig, which if he would have done it amazing, there would be either a chi of misa or a chi of koris. So that's not accurate. It's not if there's misa b'mezid, only koris. Only course. The Nesivis has a sefer on Hilchas Pesach that's called Mekor Chaim. So at the end of the sefer, he printed his father's Haoris. His father's name was also Yankiv. His name was Yankiv and his father's name was Yankiv. So the question, how did that happen? Different stories. It's a contradiction to the different stories. How did it happen that the father's name and son's name the same name? Okay. So his father was a Talmid Chacham. So at the end of the Sefer, Mekor Chaim, all the standard editions, he has around 10 pages, his father's Haoris, Amasechus Krisis. So the first Haoris is this, that Rashi in a few places in Shas writes, who's Chai v'chatas, whoever violates an Aver B'shegig, which is Dono, Miso, or Kores, he says that Rashi is not accurate. Strictly speaking, it's Beferish against the Sifra. The Gemara quotes that Sifra. It's only Kolshas Dono Kores, so Shigigos HaChatas. Fine. So the Ramban HaChumash and Parshas Vayikra wants to explain why is that so. So the Ramban sounds like he says the following. If you eat chazer b'shoigeg, or you cheat on income tax b'shoigeg, or you did any other aver b'shoigeg, there's no avera. You don't need a kapara because you know aver. But by chai v'krisis, even if you only violated the aver b'shoigig, there is an avera and it leaves a pegam on your soul. It leaves a pegam on your neshama, and you have to do a kapara to wipe off that pegam, to rectify the pegam. How do you explain that? That's what it sounds like in the Ramban on Parshas Vayikra, on the Parsha of Nefesh Kisechta, Vasachas Bekol Mitzvah Hashem Shelos Asenu Yoshema, that only on an avera b'shoigig which is don okoris, you have to bring, they need kapara. Otherwise, you don't need kapara, no aver. So, in the Sefer that's Lekubal Bo'olam HaYeshiva, it's like the Ktois HaChoshen, and the Degel Reuven, he explains that all other averes are Issa Gavra. And when you have an Issa Kores, that means that it's an Issa Heftza. So, if something is an Issa Gavra, you see the Gemara has on the very first Gemara in the Dorim, the Gemara draws a contrast between Neder and Shvuah. That if a person takes a shvua, I will not eat potato chips, and he violates it, so that's an iser on the gavra. I will not eat potato chips. But he says, potato chips should be asam b'achila alai ben eder. He created an iser in the cheftza. So the Gemara gives the contrast between neder versus shvua. What about all other isurei Torah? All other isurei Torah are isurei gavra, and neder is the one and only exception to the rule, or all isurei Torah are isurei cheftza, and Shavuah is the exception to the rule. Which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule? So this is 2 days in Yerideya. Mechaber quotes a suffix in the Tshuvas HaRashba, whether Shari Siri Torah, Ari Siri Gavra, or Isiri Chepza. What's the Nafkemina? So in Shulchan Aruch they have the following Nafkemina. It's all based on, in the Dorim, everything is based on the Ran. So there's a Ran in the Dorim, where the Ran explains a famous Ran on Daf Yud Ches Samad Aleph. People have never learned in the Dorm, but this Ran everybody knows. This is before you learn the Dorm. So the long Ran on Yud Ches Samad Aleph, the Ran explains what's the din if a person, say Yerushalmi, he's quoting Yerushalmi and interpreting the Yerushalmi. If a person takes a Shavua, I will not eat potato chips. And after taking the Shavua, he takes a Neder, the potato chips should be Asa B'Achilu Alai. Is the Neder Chal on top of the Shavua? Or if he first takes a neder, the potato chip should be also alai b'neder. He creates first an isa chepza, and then he says, "I take a shvua, I will not eat the potato chips." So we usually have a klal ein isa chalalisa. If a person first takes a neder, the potato chip should be also achila. Then he repeats another neder, the potato chip should be also achila. So the din is ein neder chalal neder, ein shvua chalal shvua. If he repeats the exact same thing twice, so ein isa chalalisa. But if he first took a neder, then he takes a shvua, or he first took a shvua, then he took a neder, so he's not repeating exactly the same thing twice. So what's the din in that case? So he quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that a neder can be chal on top of a shvua. This is what's in Yerideya. This is all this is quoted in Yerideya. The beginning of the third chelik Yerideya starts off with Hilchos Nedarim and Shvuos. So it says a neder can be chal on top of a shvua, but a shvua cannot be chal on top of a neder. Why? When you take a shvua, it only consists of an isa gavra. That's how the Gemara says. If you make a neder on top of the Shavua, so you're adding a new dimension that didn't exist before. You're adding an Issa Chepze, which wasn't there before when you only had the Shavua. It only had an Issa Gavra. But at first you take a neder, so it has an Issa Chepze also. But what do you mean an Issa Chepze? An Issa Chepze has to have an Issa Gavra also. All these terms have to be an Issa Gavra. It's not an aver on the potato chips. The potato chips are not Jewish. It's not an aver on the potato chips to be eaten by me. It's an aver on me. If I eat the potato chips, because the potato chips contain an element of Iser in them. So the Ran says, if you take first the neder, so the potato chips have both an Iser Chepza and an Iser Gavra. They're going to superimpose a Shvua on top of the neder. Ein Shvua Chalal Neder, because no new dimension of Iser is added. Because the Iser Neder, the Iser Chepza of the neder, contain both an Iser Chepza and an Iser Gavra. So you're not enhancing the Issa. But in the reverse case, first you took a Shavua, then you take a Neder. So the Shavua only had an Issa Gavra. Then when you take a Yasa ben Neder, so you're adding a new dimension of Issa, an Issa Chepza that wasn't there before. So the Rashba has a suffix in the Tshuvas HaRashba. He quotes a Machlokes HaRishonim about this, and the Mechaber quotes it. If I'm not mistaken, I think in the Tshuvas HaRashba, you'll see why I remember. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's Simon Tov Resh Tezvov. If first chelik, I think. There's six chalakim, I'm not sure. I think it's the first chelik. Simon Tov Resh Tezvav, and in Yeridei it's Simon Resh Tezvav. The difference, 400. A difference, whether, oh, 300, what's Tov is 400? 400, okay. So in Yeridei it's Simon Resh Tezvav, and in Shuvas HaRajra, Simon Tov Resh Tezvav. The same last three letters, Resh Tezvav. So the Mechaber quotes the two opinions. What if a person takes a neder, he asks Basa B'cholob, he asks Nevelis Atrefis. He asks something that's also bachila anyway. Chazeh, he takes a neder, asering chazeh. So do we say that all Yisuri Torah are only Yisuri Gavra? So a neder would be chal on top of a Yisuri Torah, like a neder is chal on top of a Shavua. Or do you say, no, that all Yisuri Torah are Yisuri Chefza? So just like a neder is not chal on top of a neder, you're not adding any new dimension of Issa. So a neder wouldn't be chal on top of Yisuri Torah.
The Gemara has the din of Avenisa
Chalalisa. Yeah. So we're discussing specific details. The Klal is a Gemara in Makkos, among other Gemaras. There's going to be in Yavamas also a lot of Gemaras about Avenisa Chalalisa. So this Gemara in the Dorim, Yutches, the Ran in the Dorim quotes the Yerushalmi. There is an exception to the rule where Iser is Chalal Iser. If the second Iser is an Iser Chepze, the first Iser was only an Iser Gavra. So the original case in the Yerushalmi is that a Neder is Chal on top of a Shvuah, because Shvuah is only Iser Gavra. And Neder has an element of Iser Chepze in addition to the Iser Gavra. And that's a Diyun in Rishayim, 2 days in the Mechaben, Simen Reish Tezvav. What about, is a Neder Chal on Iser Torah? A person is going to take a Neder to Aser Basa B'cholom. Or to us in the Velus of Trefus, or to us in pork. Do you say that all Macholos Hasurus, all Yisiritor are Yisiri Cheftze? So if you take a net, you're not adding any new dimension that wasn't there from before, or not so. So that's a major Macholos Hasurus. So this is what Rabbi Reuven Katz has the suggestion. He says maybe what the Ramban is driving at is that he holds that all Yisiritor are only Yisiri Gavra. So an Issa Gavra is only an Avera if you do it b'mezid. If the person violated an Issa Gavra b'shegeg, he shouldn't even need any kapara. What's the Avera? He didn't realize he was murid. He didn't realize that he's rebelling against the wish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's no Avera at all, doesn't need a kapara. Except for Issuri Kores. That's what Ramban says. If you violate an Issa Kores b'shegeg, then you do need kapara. Why? So the Degel Reuven wants to suggest, because Issuri Kores are Isuri Chepze. Isuri Chepze means it, let's say a person eats poison, B'shoigig. So he's not going to die. It's not his fault. He ate a B'shoigig. If it's poison, Mamish has properties of poison in it, the Chepze has poison. So it's going to have a negative effect on him, whether he realized it or not, whether B'shoigig or B'mezin. So if something is an Isuri Chepze, so it should leave a pegama on his neshama, even if he violated a B'shoigig. So he better bring a korban to be mechaper. Mechaper means to wipe off the negative effect. Kapara in Aramaic means to wipe off water on your hands, to wipe off dirt or something, to wipe off the pegam on the neshama. So that's his suggestion in the Ramban Achumish. Of course, this suggestion is only on the assumption that all Yisuri Torah are only Yisuri Gavra. So it's a question, if all Yisuri Torah are Yisuri Gavra and Neder is the one and only exception to the rule, isn't that strange? That Neder is the one and only exception to the rule that's in Issa Cheftza. So Mustami, you have to add on, Neder is the one and only exception to the rule because the Ikira Neder is Behatfosa. I say the potato chip should be Asura like a Hegdish. And Hegdish is the original Issa Cheftza. When you declare something as Hegdish, when I own a Gemara, you own a Gemara. So it's an Issa Gezel. If I steal your Gemara, it's an Issa Gezel. If you steal my Gemara. You say that the Gemara has properties, that it's that this is Shechta Gemara, and this is Einstein Gemara. The Gemara doesn't have properties. It's a relationship. This Gemara belongs to me, that Gemara belongs to you. It's not that something in the Chepze. If something belongs to Hegdish, it's in the Chepze. The Chepze contains properties of Hegdish. So that's what the Rishonim say. If one should assume that all Yisuri Torah are Yisuri Gavra, and the one and only exception to the rule is Neder. Isn't that strange? Why should Neder be the one and only exception to the rule? So they say, no, it's not the one and only exception. The reason why Neder is an exception to the rule, because Neder, Ikara Neder, is this should be also, the potato chip should be also like a carbon, kehegdish, and hegdish is an isra chefza, because hegdish, the thing contains elements of kedusha. So this is the Degel Reuven begins like this. Then he says, now he understands the shvera, the problematic Rambam. There's a Rambam at the end of Perek Tes in Hilchas Tumas Meis, where the Rambam gives you his perspective on life, and he says that Tzafik deraisa lechumra itself is only midirabban. Whatever we say in Kol HaTarukula, Tzafik deraisa lechumra, that's only lechumra midirabban. So then the Rambam poses a kasha against himself, because Mishnah says there are some editions which have this in the manuscript. We already have it printed, but they printed it in brackets, because the printers all realize that the other editions don't have this in the manuscripts. The Pashto says that it's not correct. Pashto says that this additional line is not correct, and not really written by the Rambam. So the way it says in the Kis, some of the Kisva, yeah, so the Rambam is the Kasha. How can I maintain such a position that Safik Deraisa Luchum is only with the Rabbanon? How come there's an institution of Oshim Talui? Oshim Talui means a person is Mesupik whether he ate Chelov or not. So if he knows Bevadai that he ate Chelov B'Shoigeg, he has to bring a Korban Chatos Kvua. If he's not sure, he ate some food and he's not sure whether he ate Chelov or not, so since if he would have known Bevadai, he would have been Chayva Chatos Kvua. So since he's Mesupik, he brings an Oshim Talui. So the Rambam asked the Kasha, how can there be a Chiyuv Oshim Talui? But if it's Mutar L'chatchila, if Safek Deraisa Luchumer itself is only by the Rabbanan, I mean, after it's Mutar to go eat it. So what does he need a Kapara for? It's Heta Gomer. So the Rambam answers that Kasha. That's what they have in the manuscript of the Rambam. Rambam answers the Kasha. He says, when do I say Safek Deraisa Luchumer is only by the Rabbanan? By Yisurei Lavin. But by Yisurei Kores, I agree that Safek Deraisa Luchumer Midiraisa, and that's the explanation for the institution of Oshim Tolu. Because Oshim Tolu is only on a Dovish, is done a Kareis. So whatever is done a Kareis, there's Feka Deraisa Luchumer Midiraisa. How do you explain that? So the Degel Reuven explains very well. He says, if something is mamish poison, so it has a negative effect on the Neshama, even if it's B'Shoigek. If something is Sophic poison, of course you're not going to eat it. You may drop dead. What kind of Mishayla is that? So how can you say, the Mesillas Yesharim says, how can you say Safik Deraisa, you're going to go Lekula? It's like a Meshugana eating something, he knows it's a Safik if it has poison. He may die from the poison, he may get sick and he's going to eat it. Anyway, that's ridiculous. So of course Safik Deraisa, Lechumim B'Deraisa. How can anybody argue? So the answer is that we assume that all Isuri Torah are only Isuri Gavra, it's not Isuri Chefta. If it would really be truly Isuri Chefta, like poison, like the Moshel of the Mesillas Yesharim, of course you would have to say the Safik Deraisa, Lechumim B'Deraisa. So now we understand the Rambam. Amedvar Mamurim, when do I say the Rambam claims that Safik Deraisa Luchum itself is only mid the Rabbanim? Amedvar Mamurim, when do I say that? By Yisurei Lavin. But by Yisurei Kareis, there the way the Ramban seems to say that it's an Isra Chefze. So whenever it's an Isra Chefze, then Safik Deraisa Luchum mid the Raisa. It's like a Safik if you're eating poison. So of course you have to go Luchum mid the Raisa. The Pashto says that's not what the Rambam said. Because the Rambam writes, there if you look in the Rambam in the end of Perek Tes and Hilchus Tumas Meis, that's the famous Rambam, where the Rambam presents his position that Sofik Deraisa Luchumre is only Midirabbanan. So he writes, Dova Yaduahu, the very last halach in Perek Tes, Dova Yaduah, Shukolelu Atumas Keitzebehem Sofik Tumah is Luchumre is only Midirabbanan. He says, "Bein betumis, bein bemacholos asuris, bein ba'arayis v'shabosos." Shabbos is dachkaris, and arayis is karis. He says, "Everything is all luchumer midirabban. Sofik deraisa luchumer is only midirabban." So how can you have such a girsa? Vafel pichein dovash zdonu karis feiko asim and atar shavu yosu asu chayv oshem tovi. How can you have such an addition in a manuscript? It contradicts the Rambam. The Rambam says, "By arayis." The Rambam says, by Macholos Asuris, and by Arayis, and by Shabbosos, Safik Deraisa Luchumer is only Midirabbanan. So don't you have Koris there? So the Kesem Mishneh tries to defend this manuscript, this Ksavyat. So he says, when the Rambam says Shabbosos, he meant Mechamer. When Shabbos, the 39 of his month, the Rambam didn't mean the 30, he meant Mechamer. When he says Arayis, he doesn't mean Arayis, he meant Chari Lavin, meant Amar Elokein Gol. Come on, that's what it means. When he says Macholos Asuris, he meant Chazah. He didn't mean Chelav Adam. Chelav Adam is called. How can you be matrek the Rambam so much? So what do you do with the kasha? If the Rambam holds that sofik deraisa luchum is only mederabbanan, it's a murderous kasha. How can there be an institution of Hashem Toloi? So the standard teretz, the Pim Godam, and Yeridei talks about the standard teretz, Pim Godam is in the Kufyud. The same about sofik deraisa luchum and svek svek alukula. So the Pim Godam quotes the standard teretz from the earlier achronim, that the only time you chayv in Hashem Toloi is if you have ikva isura. If a person ate chaticha achas mishtei chatichas, the two kinds of sofek, I have a piece of meat, and I don't know if it's chelav or it's not chelav. I have a sofek. That's one kind of a sofek. Then I have another case. I know that chelav got mixed in. I have five different pieces on the table. I know that one of them is chelav. I just don't know which one is the chelav. So there's vada and isa floating around over here. Not just to have a piece of meat, I don't know whether it's kosher or non-kosher. I know for sure there is vaday a piece of treifa meat, and I can't identify which it is. So sometimes you say it's bottle bereif. So let's say you don't have chad betray, that it should be bottle bereif. Chad bechad, taruvus of chad bechad. So the Gemara says, if you have chaticha achas, mishtei chatiches, I have a taruvus, one chaticha is chelev, one chaticha is shuman, and I mix them up and I can't identify which is which, and there's no experiment, there's no test in the world to be able to identify which is the chela, which is the shuman. They have exactly the same chemical properties. So that's an ikva yisur, that's a different kind of a chal Hashem sofik. So the Rambam holds, in such a case, that's sofik deraisa l'chumra. That's a different kind of a sofik. A sofik of ikva yisur is a different kind of a sofik. You wouldn't say sveika derabbana l'kula. Let's say abenisa derabbana, they got mixed in chad b'chad with another, with a piece of heter. So would you say you're allowed to eat either one piece or the other because it's a 50-50 suffix? Maybe this piece, that I'll eat one piece and you'll eat the other piece. And the worst that can be is someone's eating treifas, the rabbana. So it's a suffix, the rabbana lakula. So it's wrong. You don't say by ikvi sur is suffix, the rabbana lakula, because ikvi sur is a different chalashem suffix. It's a different kind of a suffix. It's not a suffix, is it kasha treif? There is vadai treifas mixed in, and I can't identify which is the treif, which is the kasha. So whenever it's ikvei surah, then the Rambam agrees that it's sofik deraisa luchumra. That's the institution of Hashem Toloi. Because we paskan l'alocha tzemachlekes in the Gemara, and the Rambam paskans l'alocha that the only chayv in Hashem Toloi in the case of ikvei surah. That kind of a sofik is sofik deraisa luchumra for sure. So this suggestion, this is the Degel Reuven suggestion. He says, he has this Ramban parshas vayikra, where the Ramban really sounds like he says, if you do any other aver b'shogeg, you don't even have to clap al chet, you don't have to say bidui, you don't need any kapara, because all averas are only yisa gavra, and if it was b'shogeg, you don't need a kapara. You didn't do anything wrong. We have an al chet, al chet shechotan lefanecha, b'im b'shogeg, b'im b'meizit. So according to the Ramban, it sounds like you don't have to say that al chet, you don't need a kapara. The only time you need a kapara for an aver done b'shogeg, if it's an yisa kareis, because the Nisa Koris is an Nisa Chevtze, so it contains properties of Isser in it. And this is how the Degel Reuven explains this Rambam, that Sofik Deraisa Luchumre is only Midirabbanon, except for Chavi Krisis. He's explaining that Girsa that the Kes Mishnah quotes, that's printed in brackets in all the standard editions of the Rambam, that you can't. It does make sense to say Sofik Deraisa Lukula if you have an Nisa Chevtze, if the thing has properties of Isser like poison in it. How can they say Sveika lahakil? Of course the Sveika is going to be lahachmer. So in all other Isurim, all other Isurim tell that are only Isuri Gavra, so then the Rama holds Sveika the Raisa, Lukula mid the Raisa, only Lukum mid the Rabbanan. By Isuri Kores, where it's an Isa Chefta is like poison to the soul, so there of course it's going to be Sveika the Raisa, Lukum mid the Raisa. And then he goes one step further and he explains our Gemara with this. Why is Esa Dechal Oisese doesn't apply to Oisese Sheish Bokores? So, of course, there is a Mishnah in the second parak in Nidorim, where the Mishnah draws contrast between Nidorim and Shavuos. There are quite a few differences between Neder and Shavuos based on the fact that Neder is an Issa Chevt and Shavuos is an Issa Gavra. So one of the five or so differences is that a Neder Levatalos HaMitzvah is Chal, and a Shavuos Levatalos HaMitzvah is not Chal. That a person takes a shvua, I will not say kriya shma tomorrow. I will not lay tefillin tomorrow. So he's mujbe v'yom ma'asina. He's mechuyev to observe the mitzvah tefillin. He's obligated by the Torah to recite kriya shma. So he doesn't have the ability. What do you mean? I can take a shvua to obligate myself to do something, to prohibit myself from doing something that's a dvar hoshus. I have no right to take a shvua not to say kriya shma. I have no right to take a shvua that I'm not going to put on tefillin tomorrow, that I'm not going to do the mitzvahs that I'm required to do. So nishba levatlus ha-mitzvah is not chal, because he's mushba v'yam harsina. Shvua is an isa gavra, and he can't bind himself to do something kineged adin, or he can't ask himself from doing something that is mechuyev to do. What if, however, he takes a neder levatlus ha-mitzvah? He takes a neder to aser. The Torah requires I should eat matzah, and I take a neder. I ask all matzah b'achila. I take a neder asering all matzah b'achila. So neder is chal levatlus ha-mitzvah. That's the mission. Because neder is an isa chevt and shvua is an isa gavra. So the Rishonim are bothered with the kasha. Find a neder levatlus ha-mitzvah is chal, but why don't we say yes adecha lo isese? Why did the Rishonim say you better be matzah the neder in order to be able to eat the matzah and leila seder? Why do you have to be matzah the neder? Say yes adecha lo isese? The mitzvah of achilas matzah should be decha de lo isese. So the different answers are given. So the Ritva on that Mishnah in the second parak in the Dharm, the Ritva explains that Ese Decha Loisese only applies if the Loisese is only in Issa Gavra. So then you say Ese Decha Loisese. Since I have a Chiyuv Ese, the Gavra has a Chiyuv to do a mitzvah, says Decha de Loisese, which is only in Issa Gavra. But if you have an Issa Cheftze, so how can you say, what do you mean, Ese Decha Loisese? But the Cheftze has, it's like poison. It's going to leave a negative result. That guy's going to eat poison. What does it help? He had a heter to eat the poison. He's going to die anyway. If it's an isa cheftza, it's going to leave a negative effect. So you can't say esa dechal oisese on an isa cheftza, only on an isa gavra. So that's how the Degel Reuven explains our Gemara, that ein esa dechal oisese sheesh b'koreis, esa dechal oisese gazol isuri Torah are only isuri gavra, if you should assume like that opinion in Simeresh Tezvav, in the Mechaber and Yeridea. Except for lo isese sheish b'karvus, that's an isa cheftza. So an isa cheftza, how can you say esa decha lo isese? That's exactly what the Ritva said. That esa decha lo isese wouldn't apply to be matar an isa neder, because neder is an isa cheftza.
Wouldn't the neder be an asibul
anyway? Right, some give that answer. Some say, yes, the kasha, why did the Rishayim say, why did the earlier Rishayim go on him said? If you took a neder not to eat matzah, you have to be matzah the neder. So he says, why do you have to be matzah the neder? You should be allowed to eat the matzah anyway, because that's a dechal esesi. So that's one of the several answers that's given, that the isa neder is an esi velo esesi. Ein esi dechal esesi v'yesi. The question is, our Gemara seems to say in the next daf, ein esi dechal esesi v'yesi doesn't apply if the lo esesi v'yesi is yeshna b'shelo. So neder is yeshna b'shelo. That's the second line from the bottom on Hayamid Aleph. Dikele Mifrach Shken Yeshna B'Shelo. So that's why the Rishonim are not happy with that answer. Some Rishonim say that answer, that the Issa Neder is Esei V'Lo Issa Esei. Another say, but it should still be Doicha. It should still say Esei Decha Lo Issa Esei V'Esei. Whenever the Lo Issa Esei V'Esei is Yeshna B'Shelo. So that's why the Ritva comes up with this explanation.
So why then do we say that the Asa can be Doicha, the Lord say if it's an Israel Chafsa? Because why do we say that again?
Because bottom line, you're going to eat poison, you're going to die. So, and it's a cheftza, you can't. Bikoch nefesh, there's a famous Rosh at the end of Yuma, where the Rosh quotes the Maharam Rutenberg, his Rebbe, as distinguishing, in the case of bikoch nefesh, between eating chazer and being mechal Shabbos. Let's say a person is a choyla on Shabbos. And the doctors say he has to eat some meat in order to survive. A funny case. Okay. The doctors today would never say somebody has to eat meat, we'll give him an injection of a medication. He doesn't have to eat any meat. In the days of the Rishonim, so they had the different doctors and different medicine. Okay. The Shtano HaRefuas. Okay. So they have, so you have a Shaila. The doctor says the patient needs meat in order to survive. If he doesn't eat the meat, he may die. So we have a choice, either to feed him nevela, or that someone should shecht, a Jew should shecht the behema on Shabbos. So which is preferable to do? So the Gemara says, shechten l'chayla b'Shabbos. It's preferable to shecht, a Jew should be mechal Shabbos, rather than to give the patient nevela meat. So all the Rishonim ask why. But the Gemara has a klal there in the last parak in Yomer,
whenever you have to be mechal Shabbos, whenever you have to violate any avera, for the sake of pikuach nefesh, you always have to try to minimize the avera. The Gemara says, machilam also hakala kal tchila. Let's say there are two foods. The person is in a concentration camp, and he better eat some food or he's going to die. His life is mamish b'sakona. They hardly give him anything to eat. So he has an option. Whatever they give is treif. He can either eat tevel, which is misav deshamayim, or he can eat pork, which is a lav. So which should he eat? So the Gemara says, eat the pork. The pork is only a lav. If you're going to eat tevel, it's going to be misav deshamayim. Then the Gemara says, what about he has a choice? He can either eat tevel, which is misav deshamayim, or eat chelav, which is kares. So the Gemara says, eat the tevel. Kares is worse than misav deshamayim. So the Gemara has a whole hierarchy, a whole list. Which are there is mochamun and which is mochamun and which? The doctors in the hospital and the nurses have to know in a fruma hospital, a fruma doctor and nurse has to know which is surim on Shabbos, what's the raisin, what's the rabbanon, and what's the rabbanon kala, what's the rabbanon chomer on the level of the raisin. All the malachas are the same. Whatever is a malacha is a malacha. On the level of rabbanon, you have 1,001 madregas. You have to know which is mochamun and what. So whenever you have to do chilul Shabbos for the sake of pikuach nefesh, so the rule is you have to do hakala kal tchil. Try to do a lesser iser as opposed to doing a mochamadik iser. So the Rishonim all explain in this Gemara, shechten l'chayla b'shabbos. You're allowed to shecht for the chayla. Rather than to give the chayla nevela meat, it's better, preferable to shecht for the chayla. So they're all bothered with the kasha. Why? But to shecht for the chayla is a malocha derais of ntilis neshama. One of the lametes of this malocha is hashechet. And malocha b'shabbos is koris. And eating nevela is only a lav. So wouldn't it be better to recommend that the choylish, the doctor said he has to eat flesh, otherwise he's going to die. So let him eat nevela flesh. Nevela flesh is only a lav. Why should we be mechal Shabbos, which is an Issur Koris? So the Rishonim give a variety of answers. So the Rosh, in the end of Yuma, quotes the Maharam Rutmer, came up with the following idea. He thinks that nevela is an Issur Heftza, not the way we're presenting. We're saying that all the Surah Torah are only Surah Gavra, with the one and only exception of Neder, because Neder is the same as Hegdish. Because Iker and Neder behatvasa, and Hegdish is an Isra Chavtza. That's why Neder is an Isra Chavtza. And all our Isurim are Isurah Gavra. And then the Dalal Reuven is saying that all Isurah Kuris are Isurah Chavtza. See, the Maram Rutmerk says that Nevela, since it's Macholos Asur, he thinks that that's also Isra Chavtza. Again, like the other opinion. But he says, Shabbos, how can he say Shabbos is an Isra Chavtza? There is no Chavtza. Shabbos is an Issur Gavra. You're not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos. So true, the din is that Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha both Issuri Gavra and Issuri Chavtza. The Rishonim say that Esa Deicha Lo Isesei is only Deicha an Issur Gavra. It's not Deicha an Issur Chavtza. That's how the Ritva said. Why is it that the mitzvah of eating matzah is not Deicha the Issur of Neder? So he said because the Issur Neder is an Issur Chavtza. Esa Deicha Lo Isesei only applies an Issur Gavra. Doesn't apply to Nisan Chavtza. Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha everything. So the Rosh quotes the Maharam Rutmerg that Pikuach Nefesh to be Batam in Issa Gavre, that's lighter, that's Kal, vis a vis Pikuach Nefesh to be Batam in Issa Chavtza. So that's why we would rather recommend Shechden L'Choy L'Bishabbos. It's better someone should be Mechal Shabbos by Shechting an animal than to recommend that the Choyla should eat Nevela, because Nevela is in Issa Chavtza. That's a Hizus, and Nevela is in Issa Chavtza. And Shabbos and Issa Gavra, so that's Hakala Kal Tchil.
The Kibbutagla Rubin that says that Kol Yisurei Karis or Yisurei Chepta,
right.
What would we do when we got the Machlevis and Kochan would be a Kibbutagla, we got the Misasik? So what would be an Afkamina of Misasik if you're going to Kochan and call it Darakula? What would be an Afkamina if you're ever Misasik of Yisurei Karis? And he says that Beshregig, he said that we'll be in a familiar when we come to Misasik and Shabbos, we say it's Pater Name. So why would it have a Ptur if the Chepetz itself is Osir? If the Chepetz itself is Osir, why would we say in Kol Terkula the Bechlal?
Starke Taina. If it's an Issa Chepetze, so it doesn't make sense to say that Misasik doesn't count at all. It's a Starke Taina. So this is a famous explanation that Dalal Reuven wants to say. Boshib Shad, the Gemara, you don't have to say like that, just say. The Gemara holds Esa Decha Lo Isesa, only Lo Isesa. Lo Isesa Shesh Bukor is not Decha. And he goes by the Gansa Mahalach. He has Agirs and the Rambam at the end of Perek Tes and Tumas Meis and his Ramban on Chumash. And Shoy, that an Issa Koris is an Issa Chevtze. And that's why he can't say Esa Decha Lo Isesa, because the Ritva says in the Dorm, in the second Perek, Esa Decha Lo Isesa only applies, it can only be Decha Halosesa, that's an Issa Gabra. Can be Doch Halosesa, that's an Issa Chepta. Okay.
If you hold after the Kaim Shneim is a Din Deraisa?
Yes.
So wouldn't that answer the Ritva's Kasha that the reason why you have to be Matar Neder is because after the Kaim Shneim is Deraisa?
Okay, since it's possible to be Matar Neder, so you should be Matar Neder. Okay, okay.
Could be. No,
I don't know. We got to look there in the sugya. See, I wouldn't want anybody to say like that. I don't think so. Efshe l'kaim shneim is only the rabbanon. That's epsagal etziana.
Is that the most obvious parents? Just to say it's actually.
I don't remember. Could be that some rishonim say like that. I don't know. I don't know. You got to look into it. Right. I don't know. You got to look into that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, in this case, there's no isachepta. Yeah. Yeah. Eishesach mamakam mitzvah was never included in the isachepta. Okay. So this is the topic that the Gemara is going to discuss. How do you know? Two questions. How do you know? Number one. Esa Dechal Asesi in general, and number two, what would you say? Esa Dechal Asesi, even Asesi Shesh Bukharis, or should we distinguish and say that? Okay. So the Gemara says, on Dalad Amin Aleph, what is the source of Esa Dechal Asesi? Minon the Doch and Yechsiv, that Yidarshan Smuchim. Okay, so Smuchim we discussed, if you have two dinim in the same pasuk, that's called a Hekesh. If you have two dinim in two adjacent psukim, that's called Smuchim. Do Yidarshan Smuchim and not, so it's a machloike satanoin. Who are the Tanoim? So you have on this daf, on Hamad Aleph, who's the first Tana? Benazayomer. 10 lines from the top. Benazayomer. Nema mechashev v'losachayim nema kolshech v'em mos yumas. Two psukim, one next to the other. It's not the same pasuk. Two psukim, one next to the other, and pas mishpatim. Smocho inyan lo, pasuk 2 is next to pasuk 1, to teach you the following halacha, just like mishka v'em mos skilo. So Rav Yudah the Tana disagrees with Ben Azai the Tana. He says, "Will he come off to say such a thing? Never heard of such a drasha smuchim." That's what Tosfos says. Rav Yudah's loshin lachim if nesha smoch in yelo. No, it's zel skila. He's making fun of the whole institution of smuchim. I don't believe in smuchim. Sounds like not that he has a local reason here. Not the darshan says, "Yeah, what smuchim? When smuchim? He doesn't hold from smuchim at all." And nonetheless, Reb Yudah is the Tana who holds from Smuchim. Which Reb Yudah? It's the same Reb Yudah. That's the Perek Noisim Al Hanusa later on. We paskin against Reb Yudah. We paskin Noisim Al Hanusa the Al Hamafuta. Where is that Mishnah? There's somewhere here, the 11th Perek. Noisim Al Hanusa Tzarek Zainam and Aleph. That what? I had an affair with the girl. I'm allowed to marry her mother, her sister, her daughter, because I never married the girl. What if my father had an affair with this girl? Am I prevented from marrying her? Is that called Eishes Oviv? It's not Eishes Oviv. My father never married her. So we pass like the Tanakhama, Nosim Allah Nusa Allah Mefuta, Nosi Allah Manusa Mefuta Soviv. And Rabbi Yudah disagrees. Rabbi Yudah says no. Rabbi Yudah Oiseh, Banusa Soviv, Mefuta Soviv. Where does Rabbi Yudah get it from? So that was the pasuk in last week's Seder, in Parshas Kiseitze, that the pasuk says, Leikach Ishes Eishes Sovi. Eishes Sovi means my father was married, my stepmother. My mother is a Imo. My stepmother is Eishes Sovi. Then it says, V'lo Yigala Kanaf Ovi. What does that phrase mean, V'lo Yigala Kanaf Ovi? So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. So Rabbi Yudah, the Tana, says, Lo Yigala Kanaf Ovi goes on, Anusa Sovi, Umafuta Sovi. and that's an Issa Lav. There's no Kores. It doesn't say anywhere it's Kores. That's an Issa Lav. So the Gemara says, and how does Rabbi Akiva know the Yesh Mamzeh Mechaybe Lavin? Because these two psukim are one next to each other. He said, we learned Parshas Kisei, it's not exactly one next to the other. One is Pasuk Aleph, one is Pasuk Gimel. So the Gemara is going to explain away why Pasuk Beis is not Mapsik. It doesn't count. Pasuk Beis is Tzodaka Krushovcha. So we treat it as if Aleph and Gimel are Smuchim. We ignore Pasuk Beis. And Pasuk Gimel says, Lo Yovah Mamzer Bekaloshem. How do you know what's the definition of Mamzer? So Yedarshan Smuchim. So the Pasuk Galib says, Lo Ikach Isheseishes Ove Le Galak Knafavim. So the Chachamim, the Tanakama, who disagrees with Rabbi Yudah, says that the only people mentioned in that Pasuk have an Issa Koris. Lo Ikach Isheseishes Ove is Koris. Isheseishes Ove is Koris. Legala Kanafafi goes on Doidosoi. Goes, my uncle was married, my father's brother died, leaving no children, and his wife is Kukali Oven to my father. That's anyway Doidosoi. So Doidosoi anyway has an Issa Koris. In addition to the Issa Koris, there's another Issa of Legala Kanafafi. Not that she's Kukali Oven to my father, but that case has Koris. So the Chachamim, the Reb Yudah in the Mishnah hold Noisim al Anusa, even Anusa Saviv, Futa Sav is also Mutter. So they say the two Psukim, Aleph and Gimel, that we treat as if it's a Smuchim, are giving you the definition of Mamza. What's a Mamza? Avlar Abba, Michabi Krisis. Because the Pasuk Aleph there, Loikachi, she says she's all Legal Chachamim, everybody there, the first half, the second half, they both have Koris. Reb Yudah disagreed. Reb Yudah holds Legal Chachamim only has a lav. It goes on Anusa Saviv. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yudah. La Yigala Knafavi goes on Anusa Saviv, and it's only a lav. So there you have it, that Avlad Mamzer from Chai B'Lavin. But it happens that this is a Chai B'Lavin the She'er. So you can't necessarily prove to Chai B'Lavin the lav the She'er. So that's what led to the three different versions within Rabbi Akiva. What Rabbi Akiva only restrict his remarks. En Kedushin Tovsin, the Avlad Mamzer only Chai B'Lavin the She'er. Like Anusa Saviv, or would he even apply to Chai B'Lav and the Lav the Share, or would he even apply to Chai B'Essay? But he can't apply to everybody, everybody. They're never Kiddushin Tovsin. Always going to be a Mamzer, never going to be Kiddushin Tovsin. There's no issue Hasura where there's Kiddushin Tovsin. That's against the other Pasuk. You see, Snua B'Nisuehel, and it is Kiddushin Tovsin. Mara says, yeah, then L'chol Ades, there's one exception to the rule. The Kangaroo who marries a Ba'ula. Then the Gemara says, you mean to say the pasuk goes on one case? Kisiyen alishtei noshim is one case. The kain gadol with the beulah. Gemara says you got no choice. But based on the way we darshan the lepsukim, so that pasuk is only talking about one case. Especially rare. Rashi quoted from the Tanoim, it's a hemshech. The story is a hemshech. He went to the army and he fell in love with Yefas Toya. And then he's going to have Agmas. Then he's going to have kisiyen alishtei noshim. So the Kangaroo was in the army. It's a pella on top of a pella. Kangaroo was in the army and he fell in love with the Yifas Toyab. Such a funny story. Okay, so that's how the Gemara says. It's a doichik, but the Kroa Mukim doichik anafshe. You have no choice. The Pasuk is only talking about a Kangaroo marrying a Ba'ula. Those were the three versions within Rabbi Akiva. So Nachamal said, the Gemara said again, on Dalet and Alf. Rabbi Yudah is the Tanu who disagrees with Ben Azai. Rabbi Yudah agrees, bottom line, he agrees halacha lemaisa with Ben Azai, that Mechashefa is Beskilo. But he doesn't derive it from the source that Ben Azai derives from. Ben Azai learns it out from the fact that the two psukim are next to each other in Parshas Mishpatim. Rabbi Yudah says, I don't believe in Smuchim. Knesh is in Yelo. Notz Yezul is Beskilo. You don't darshan smuchim. And nonetheless, he darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah. Rabbi Yudah darshan smuchim. How does he know? Lo yigala knafafiv goes on Anusa Saviv. Because it's right next to the din. It's right next to the din of Avonis HaMefate. So you see the Rabbi Yudah darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah. Yeah, why should it be different? Why should Mishnah Torah be different from the other four chumashim? So the Gemara says two possibilities. It could be that you should always darshan smuchim. Ben Azai darshan smuchim even in the other chumashim. But Rabbi Yudah only darshan smuchim in Chumash Dvar. So why did Rabbi Yudah? Rabbi Yudah is the one. Why did Rabbi Yudah distinguish? The Gemara says there are two possibilities. One possibility may be because it's muchach, the psukim are out of order. So the fact that the pasuk is written here, not written where it really belongs, is written over here to indicate that you should darshan smuchim, and the other suggestion is because it's mufna, the whole there's either a word or a phrase or a pasuk that's legame miyuta, there's something miyuta there, so it's the Chumash wrote an extra phrase miyuta to draw our attention to this pasuk that we should darshan smuchim. Yeah, what does it mean because it's muchach, because the psukim are out of order? So that's what the Rabbi Tzalel Ranshburg on the side tells you to look in the Ravon, has a fascinating comment. He says, Chumash Dvarim is Moshe Rabbeinu reviewing Kol HaTorah Kula before he dies.
So he's giving a long shiur. He's giving a shiur for a couple of days. He says one din, he says another din, he says another din. What order did Moshe Rabbeinu say the dinim? So the order was by association. He says one din, he says, and that leads me to the following din. And the second din leads me to a third din. Third din leads me to a fourth din. There's always a connection, one din to the next din to the next din. Then the Rabbi Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, write it down in the Chumash, I'm going to dictate it the same way you presented it, by a connection of themes. So that's why there's reason to assume the Chumash Dvarim, we darshan smuchim, because Moshe Rabbeinu was reviewing Kol HaTorah Kula by a process of association. He mentioned the second din after the first din because there's a connection. He mentioned the third din after the second din because there's a connection. That's basically what the Gemara calls muchach. Muchach, there's no extra phrase, there's no extra pasuk, but it's out of place. What is the system? Why is pasuk gimel follow pasuk base? Why does pasuk kei follow pasuk dalet? What's the connection? Moshe Rabbeinu is reviewing everything, so there must be some logical system in his mind. The other four chumashim, Bereishis through Bamidbar, it's not that Moshe Rabbeinu, not that Rabbi Shalom said it in that order, not that Moshe Rabbeinu said it in that order. Moshe Rabbeinu, during the 40 years of traveling in the Midbar, was given, Kol HaTorah Kula, was given three times. That's how the Gemara says in Chagiga in the first plural. You have three Lashainas. The Chumash, as we have, is a composite of three different texts. That's what the Apikursim took from the Gemara. But the Gemara said that's what it says in the Chumash. It says, Hantan, Adam Hashem Moshe Behar Sinai Lema. This text was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu Hasina. Then it says a lot of time, Adam Hashem Moshe Oel Moed Lema. This was told to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar, not in Harsina, when they were traveling in the Midbar, Me Oel Moed. Then it says, Adam Hashem Moshe Me Aris Moed Lema. That was told to Moshe Rabbeinu at the end. So the Chumash is a clearly composite of three different texts. Why did the Rabbeinu Shel Olam dictate the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu three different times in three different texts? So that's a deep, dark secret. So there's a machlekes hatanaim, a big sugya, big machlekes hatanaim. Gemara schleps in every tana under the sun. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yosef Glilin, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shammai, Rabbi Sil, and Rabbi Tarfon, every name you ever heard of is in that sugya in Chagiga Davov. He said something or another, Rabbi Shimon, everybody said, took a stand somewhere or another on this topic. Why is the Chumash a composite of three different texts? What is it supposed to represent? So half of the Tanoim say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling the dinim to Moshe Rabbeinu Hasein, he didn't tell him all the details. He gave him the klolim, and he didn't give him all the pratim. So once some of the 613 mitzvahs gave him all the details from A to Z, so that text is full. So whenever the original text that was dictated to Harsinai, to Moshe Rabbeinu Hasinai, has the whole mitzvah Bishlei Musa, so that text will appear in the Chumash. Whenever the text that was given Har Sinai was incomplete, so then sometimes it was completed in Ol Moed. So then you'll have the text from text B, the text from Ol Moed. And sometimes even the text that was dictated in Ol Moed was also incomplete until before the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictates to him in Arbis Mayav, so then the third text will be complete. So that's half of the Tanraim say like that. And Rashi HaChumash quotes Rabbi Akiva, who doesn't agree. That's Rabbi Shmuel holds like that in half of the Tanraim. And Rashi and Chumash, beginning of Parshas Bahar, Rashi says, "Mayin Shmita Etzel HaSinai, Loi Malach." Just like the laws of Shmita were given from A to Z at HaSinai, because you never have it anywhere else in Chumash. The laws of Shmita only appear there in HaSinai, in Parshas Bahar. And it's a Vedavash Moshe Bahar Sinai Leimar. So obviously, the original dictation, the original text that was dictated at HaSinai, contained everything from A to Z. So too, all of the dinim were also given to Moshe Rabbeinu from A to Z. Every single detail was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So why was it given in three different versions? How come all of the 613 mitzvahs were given originally in one version, then there was a Madura Tinyana, the second version in Alma, then a Madura Tilisa, then the Rabban Shalom says, okay, over here use version A, over here use version B, over here use version C. Why? If version A is Bishlei Musa, and version B is Bishlei Musa, so the Gemara never answers. We don't know what the answer is. That's what the Chazon Ish points out. We don't know what the answer is. According to the other Tanya, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we understand. Whenever version A had all the dinim from A to Z, so you use version A. Whenever version A was incomplete, so either version B completed it, or version B was a little more detailed, and version C completed it.
So the Torah is a composite. So we don't fully understand. The Gemara has a few nafkeminas ledina in this machlokes hatanoim about the seder and the sinas haTorah. So the Chumash, as we have it, is a composite. The things that were dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu at different times, and then the Baruch Shalom said, you cut and paste them together. You put this in first, and that then. It's not that Moshe Rabbeinu was giving a flow. He wasn't giving a shiur for 20 hours and kept on saying, and this reminds me of Din B, and B reminds me of C, and C. That's Chumash. Devarim is like that. Moshe Rabbeinu, before he dies, is Chazrin Kol HaTorah Kula. So by association, he says, that din reminds me of the next din, and that din reminds me of the next din. So Chumash Devarim Darshan Smuchim, because Moshe Rabbeinu is saying it in a logical order with a link, with a connection. So that's how it says on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Tosis says on the next Daf, on Hei Amud Aleph, the Rabbanim Minolahu. Havimotzel Amen Medullah Savik Rab Yudah, V'loboshi Hei Muchach HaMufne. Maybe a Darshan Smuchim without Mufne, without Muchach. There are Shitas like that. But the Gemara here, the Mesichta is working with Rab Yehudah. The Rab Yehudah holds the only Darshan Smuchim in Mishnah Torah, so must be a reason. So it's either because of Muchach or because of Mufne. Fine. So what does the Gemara say? You have the two psukim next to each other. Lasilba shatans gedilim tasalachod. These are two psukim. Two psukim are next to the other. So why do you darshan smuchim? What's the muchach and what's the mufne? What's the muchach and what's the mufne? Let's see. Gabitzitzis nami here, the top of Dalet Amud Beis, the top line. Where is the parasha of tzitzis? The end of shlach. So why do they have this pasuk on tzitzis all the way in the middle of kiseitze? Put all the dinim of tzitzis in the end of parasha shlach. The im kain. The Torah never intended to darshan smuchim lichte ve'rachmana gabi parasha tzitzis. The pasuk gedilim tazalcha doesn't belong over here. It should belong over there in the end of parasha shlach. Lamai hilchas akas veyocha must be to draw our attention. We should darshan smuchim. The boysay mishum de mufne, or maybe darshan smuchim over here because it's mufne. What mufne? Mufne means that there's a word or a phrase that really is miyuta. You really don't need it. What's mufne? What word is miyuta? Michdiksiv. It says in the pasuk where it says in Chumash Vayikra, beg it, climb shatans loyalo alecho. I already have a pasuk prohibiting shatnas, so why do I need another pasuk? In Kiseitze, lo silba shatnas, what do I need the whole pasuk for? The whole pasuk is miyutar. I already know that there's an issa shatnas. Shma minoli afnuye. Must be, the pasuk is really kula, the whole pasuk is miyutar. That's what the Gemara suggests. The whole pasuk, the Gemara is going to back out and say, no, there's a word that's miyutar. A word or a phrase that's miyutar. First, the Gemara thought, the whole pasuk is miyutar. I already have the pasuk of La Silba Shatnes. But I already have the pasuk of Beggar Climb Shatnes La Ala Alecha. Why do I need it repeating Kiseitz of La Silba Shatnes? Lamalish Mamina Lafnui. Fregimor, it's not true. Hani Mitzvah Tzvicha. I need them both. There's nothing beyute. Dikos Rahman La Ala Alecha. Beggar Climb Shatnes La Ala Alecha. The pasuk in Chumish Vayikra. Have Amina called Erech Halos Rahman Afilamachi Ksus. Even it's Halos Shein Bohano. Even when it's hano, shein b'hano. Kos rachman ala sil b'shatnes dumi de levisha diz b'hano. So that's why I need this pasuk. I said, once you have the pasuk la sil b'shatnes, what do you need the pasuk of beggar climb shatnes la yal alecha halo? The answer is no. Because rachman ala sil b'ash, if you'd only have the pasuk over here, in kiseitz, you have a minute, would have mistakenly thought, davka levisha, nafashana yasa. I would thought only levisha is asa, halo as muta. Halo means I use a blanket. I'm not wearing it as a piece of clothing, but I'm using a blanket that keeps me warm, that's made from shatnas. Halo, halo, kas rachman, ala yal alechem. So I need the both psukim. I need a pasuk for halo, I need a pasuk for levish. These are machlokes, the Magen Avraham has a machlokes. You see from the Mishnayos and Kalaim like that there are two prohibitions by shatnas. There's an issa levisha, to wear the shatnas, then there's an issa halo, to use a blanket that's made from shatnas. What about the mitzvah of tzitzis also? The two dinim of tzitzis, one dinim of tzitzis, if you wear a garment with four corners, one is if you use a blanket with four corners, you have tzitzis on your four-cornered blanket. The Gemara never said. The Gemara only says there's halo and levisha by shatnas. never says it by tzitzis. So that's a machlokes harishonim, the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham quotes an obscure rishon, not Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam and the Rashba, some obscure rishon that says that just like by kilayim there are two forms of prohibition, there's an isa levisha and isa halah, so too by tzitzis. You have to put on tzitzis not only on a beged, you have to put on tzitzis on halah as well. Are we machmer for that? I'm not. Anybody machmer for that? To put tzitzis on your blanket? So they quote, the Chazanish was machmer, if it's a blanket made from wool, usually the blankets are not made from linen. The blanket is sometimes made from wool, sometimes made from other material. So when is there a chiyuv tzitzis deraisa? Which begodim is there a chiyuv tzitzis deraisa? So the Gemara says on our daf, it's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rava. How does Rava have the nerve to argue with the Tana Rabbi Shmuel? No, the Gemara says the Tanoim will say like Rava. So Rabbi Shmuel is a Tana debate Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, in Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, they said over here in the middle of the daf, here in the middle of Dalaram and Beis. Hol v'nemer b'tor estam begodim pardlo hakosa be'echa mehem tzemer pishtim av kol tzemer pishtim. Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that tzitzis is only the raisa in a beged tzemer or a beged pishtim. And Rava, why? Because it says v'azalem tzitz al kampi v'gdehem le deraisim. So the word stam beged is either tzemer or pishtim. Where is pardlo hakosa be'echa lehem? Where is the one place where it says the word beged and the Torah says that it's only tzemer or pishtim? The Rashi says that's by nigei begodim. The din of tzaras begodim only applies bebeged tzemer or bebeged pishtim. If it's made from cotton and made from any other material, there's no din of nigei begodim. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that in kol haTorah kula, namely tzitzis, v'asalam tzitzis hakafi v'gem deraisa, and the chiyuv tzitzis is only deraisa and a beged tzemer or beged pishtim. Either Brisa says beferish. Here the Tosfos on Hei Amud Aleph quotes Dima Maschal LeRabbanan. Tosfos quotes a Brisa Hashiraim HaKelef HaSirikin Kulam Chayovim B'Tzitzis. Shiraim is silk. A silk garment is Chayv in Tzitzis. So the Gemara says Midi Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's only Midi Rabbanan. And Rava disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel. Rava represents other Tanoim. The Gemara says there are Tanoim. They say like against Rabbi Shmuel. And Rava holds that Sharminim Achayv and Tzitzis Menatera. Ashirayim HaKelech Masurikin Achayv and Tzitzis Menatera. It's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and the Ramah. How to pass them? Mechaber Paschim is only Tzemer Pishtim is their ice and silk begodim is only Midirabbanon. And the Ramah thinks that we should be Machmer, that all begodim Achayv Midirabbanon and Tzitzis. What is it? Does it really make such a difference? Whether silken beged, whether cotton beged is Chayv Menatera Midirabbanon. What's the difference? So Moshe Feinstein has a famous tshuva where he says, why is it that so many people are medaktik dafka to wear a woolen arba kamfas? What do you have to wear? It's summertime. You're sweating enough, but you want to walk without a shirt at all. Then you tell a guy he has to wear an arba kamfas made from wool. Why does he need a woolen arba kamfas? Because we go out of our way to obligate ourselves in the mitzvah of tzitzis. So if you're going out of your way, so go out of your way ready to make sure that it's a chi of their eyes. So tzemer of pishtim is l'chol adeis achiyav derais. And pishtim is a machlek, is b'shamay and b'silo. That's one of the 24 cases where we paskin like b'shamay. The Mishnah in Shabbos says that there are, first parak in Shabbos, there are yutches gzeris. There are 18 cases where the b'shamay outvoted b'silo. So one day, like in Congress sometimes, they look around who's there. And if you have, so they close the doors and they bring up issues and they vote based on the way they see the rabbi's going to be. So the Gemara says that the Beis Shammai voted one day, and they outvoted the Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel were at a Chanukah Sabbais or something, at a Shever Brachas or something. They weren't there. So they outvoted the Beis Hillel one day on 18 Zeris. Then Tosfos says, in addition to the 18 Zeris, the another six cases, 6 and 18 is 24, the other six cases where we pass like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. So one of them is this, that Tosfos quotes from the Siddur of Amram Goyen. That there are six additional cases where we pass like Bisham. Where's that Tosfos? The six additional cases, the beginning of Sukkah, no?
Gimel
and Aleph. The Tosfos says there are additional six cases. So one of them is this, that Bisham made Xerah the Rabbanon, that you're not allowed to put tzitzis on a beged shel pishtim. Tosfos is going to explain the whole reason why. The top Tosfos, and Hayom and Aleph, the very top Tosfos, is going to quote Stigmar, gives the whole reason why it's Xerah the Rabbanon. So from the Tzemer of Pishtim, you're only left with the Tzemer. Because the Pishtim we follow Beis Shammai that there's a Gzeirah Derabbanan, you're not allowed to put on tzitzis on a beggar shel Pishton. So that's what Moshe says. People want to go out of their way to put themselves in a situation to be chayv in tzitzis min ha-teiros, and the Mechaba holds that you only chayv min ha-teiros, and same with Pishton, like Rabbi Ishmael. That's why many have the practice, davke, to wear an abakanfis of wool, and others do not have that practice. So Leitchi used to wear a cotton abakanfis. And he said, they quote that the Vilna Gaon used to wear a cotton arba kanfis all day long. So the others say, yeah, the Vilna Gaon wore a talus all day long. He wore a woolen talus all day long, talus and tefillin. So when he took off the talus, when he went to the bathroom, so he was wearing the cotton arba kanfis. But the rest of the day he wore a woolen talus. No. So the others hold that's not the reason why. Okay, so they quote from the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish would be machmer not to, if he had a woolen blanket that had four corners, he would round out one corner to make sure that it's not chayv in tzitzis. All other blankets are only chayv in the rabbanon. Anything other than tzemer pishtim. He said you can rely on the fact that maybe the halacha is like Rava, the mechaber pasken like Rava, that like Rabbi Shmuel, the mechaber pasken like Rabbi Shmuel, that you only chayv in tzitzis on a Torah if it's either beged tzemer or beged pishtim, and shaminim is only chayv in the rabbanon. So there, it's like a sfek sfeke. On the level of the rice, you're not chayv at all, if the blanket is any other material. On the level of the rabbanon, so the rabbi rishonim hold that you're not chayv in halo and sits, you're only chayv in levish. So the Chazon Ish would be machmer if he had a woolen blanket that had four corners, it would be machmer to round that one corner. And Magen Avraham draws a distinction between wool and the others. I forgot already. Okay. So Magen Avraham made that compromise. Okay. Good. Good. Well, Magen Avraham came a little before Chazon Ish. It's better. Okay. So the Gemara wants to know, what exactly is the Mufna? What's the first? The Gemara thought the whole Pasuk of Shatan, the Silba Shatan, the whole Pasuk is Miyuta. Gemara says, it can't be Miyuta. I need the two Psukim. I need, there's an Issa Levish and there's an Issa Halot, two different Isur. If it's a ksus laila, you're not chayv, yeah. Usually. A ksus laila bayom is also machlekes rishonim if you're chayv. Tosfos claims that all, Tosfos and the Rosh claim it all depends, is it a beged yom or a beged laila? And the Rambam holds that it depends, is it yom, is it laila? It doesn't matter what the beged is. Pajamas bayom, you're chayv, and since pajamas balayla, you're potom, you're right. Usually a blanket will be a ksus laila. That is correct. So you have another tzad lahakam. Yeah. So again, so the Gemara says you can't say the whole pasuk beggar. You can't say the whole pasuk gavla silba shatnez tzemer pishtenach. You can't say the whole pasuk is miyutar. The pasuk is not miyutar because I need the pasuk. The two ways to violate shatnez, either levisha or ha'alo. I ha'alo is mochomer. Once you have the pasuk. Beggar climb shatans loyala alech. Once you have the pasuk in vayik, what do you need the pasuk over here or the silba shatans for? Every case of levisha will be yesh b'chlam m'saimon. It'll be ha'aloh. The Gemara says no. Ha'aloh is only osir. If you wouldn't have the pasuk of the silba shatnes, you would have thought that all ha'aloh is osir, even embo hanoah, afilu mechriksus. Even if you're just carrying on your back, you're not really interested in protecting the body b'chamach ne'achamach b'chamach ne'achamach. That's why it's important to have the pasuk la silba shatnez that it's only levisha sheyesh b'hanor. So we mentioned there's a machlek. The Mechaber quotes Hilchas Kilayim. Mechaber quotes machlek is the Rambam and the other Rishonim. What if a person does levisha she'ein b'hanor? The Gemara learns that from the fact that it says la silba shatnez that shatnez is only also if you have some hanor. So the Gemara says that sheds light. That pasuk la silba shatnez sheds light on the up pasuk. Beggar climb shatans layal alecha. That halo is only osir if it's halo sheyesh b'hano. What about levisha? Levisha is osir even ein b'hano. What do you say? No. If you're learning out from levisha, you learn out the halo. That halo is only osir yesh b'hano. So levisha for sure has to have yesh b'hano. So that's what the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says no. Levisha even ein b'hano is levisha is osir. The guy's putting on all these clothes. In order to have riachas hamechas, in order that he shouldn't pay tax, in order that he should be able to take it all on the airplane without charging any extra fee. He's not really interested in wearing all these clothes. So the Rambam holds that that's an Iser Deraisa, that Levisha's Kelaim is also even Levisha's Shein Bohanua. And most of the Rishonim disagree. Most of the Rishonim are Mekel, that Levisha and Ha'aloh, they're both only Aser if Yesh Bohanua. Okay. So again, so the Gemara says, you can't say the whole Pasuk is Miyuta. I need a Pasuk. I need a Pasuk, La Silva Shatnes, to tell me the whole story of Shatnes. So the Gemara says, so what's Miyuta? I need both. In Cain, so the Gemara says, so what's Mufna? What word is Miyuta here? In Cain, Lich, Rachmana La Silva Shatnes. Why does it have to say Tzamra Pishtim Lomali? I know on my own what Shatnes is. How do you know on your own what Shatnes is? Because if you're all like Rabbi Shmuel, you know on your own what Shatnes is. Because Rabbi Shmuel says, Kol beged hama b'tarastam, ein el etzemer, or pishtim. So here it says in the Chumash, u beged kilaim shatnes lo yala alecho. What does that mean? Beged kilaim shatnes. So beged means tzemer. Usually beged means tzemer or pishtim. But here, what do you mean? The Torah says you're not allowed to wear tzemer clothing. You're not allowed to wear pishtim clothing. That doesn't make any sense. That can't be pshat in the pasuk. So this, without any other pasuk, I would know. Ubeged klaim shatnes layal alecha. Beged means usually means either tzemer or pishtim. Here means a combination of both together. Tzemer or pishtim. So why do I need in parshas kiseitze? Why does it have to say lesubas shatnes tzemer or pishtim yachta? Why do I need the word tzemer or pishtim? I would know on my own that the word shatnes means tzemer or pishtim because stam beged hamar atara ein ela tzemer or pishtim. So Tzemra Pishtim Kals Rachman Alomali, the two words, three words, Tzemra Pishtim Yachad is Miyuter. So the answer is, Shema Min Oli Afnui. The answer is to draw attention to these psukim that you should darsen smuch. And the Gemara says, no, it's not Miyuter, Bakati, it's Terech. I do need it, because the other pasuk, who begged Kilaim Shatnez Lo Yalo Alecha, that's talking about Ha'aloh. This pasuk is talking about Levisha. So Levisha, I would have thought, is more chomer than Ha'aloh. So maybe Levisha is Osir. Any blend of Tuminim is Osir. Ha'aloh beged, klaim shatnes layal alecha is only beged. Stam beged is usually tzemer or pishtim. Here it means tzemer and pishtim together. But beneged to la silba shatnes, then any Tuminim, any blend of Tuminim should be an Isir shatnes. So that's what the Gemara says. How can you say that the word tzemer pishtim is miyuter? The line begins with the words right in the middle of Dalet and Beis. I still need it. I would have thought mistakenly. Yeah, Ha'aloh is less of an Iser. So there it's only Yosef, Tzemer, and Pishn. Usually there's more Hanoah called Tremini or Srachmana. Any blend of two materials is Aser. So that's why I have to have the Pasuk given by Levisha, because Srachmana, Tzemer, and Pishnim. So there's nothing Miyuta. So the Gemara says, "Nein, in kein lishta kromine." So the Gemara says, "No. Why do I need the words temer pishtim and parshis kiseitze? I should be able to learn that from exerishava of shatn shatnas. In kein lishta kromine. I don't need temer pishtim. It takes shatn shatnas mehalah. So the word temer pishtim is still miyuta. So the word temer pishtim is still miyuta. So it's miyuta to draw attention to this pasuk that I should darshan smuch." Okay, maybe we'll stop here tomorrow. We'll continue. Try to do all these tesis. And I gave a list of the tesis in that I want to discuss a little bit, but the others are also important. Okay.